那为什么讲这个呢？
Why do I say that?
就是给弟兄姊妹知道说，弟兄们当教会受逼迫的时候，你看见很少有一首诗歌能安慰他们，像各种诗歌一样。
Especially because whenever the church was persecuted, there was one book that really helped comfort the brothers and sisters.
很可惜，这个书信没有翻成中文。
But sadly, that book was not translated into Chinese.
但是最近的活道出版社呢，精选了一些把它翻成中文。
Living Word Publications actually chose some of those letters to publish.
所以把它英文的内容也拿出来了，中文是中英对照的。
So then it's actually has both English and Chinese in it.
所以如果你们需要的话，你还是可以买得到的，没有问题。
You can still buy that.If you want.
对，这样的话，你一面可以看它的英文，一面可以看它的翻译。
On one hand, you can see the English. On the other hand, you can see the Chinese.
不要忘记，这个人很有学问。
Don't forget, he was an educated man.
大家记得他的是各种诗歌。
What he is remembered for is Song of Songs.
那我刚才讲的Tyndale，他最有名，他那个翻译的圣经翻完了以后。
So we mentioned Tyndale, who translated the Bible.
特点在哪里呢？
What was his special feature?
各种诗歌是用红色的颜。是红色的。
He actually published, when he published the Bible, the Song of Songs was published in red.
惊喜不惊喜？
Isn't that amazing?
你大概把圣经中间翻开，大概就是各种诗歌的位置。
If you open up the Bible somewhat in the middle, it's like Song of Songs.
你看
in the middle,
全部都是红的。
It is all red.
圣经开始讲到亚当跟夏娃。
The Bible began with Adam and Eve.
圣经最后讲到羔羊和他的妻子。
At the end, he talks about the lamb and his bride.
中间讲到所罗门和苏拉。
And in the middle, you have Solomon and the Shulamite.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们这一次这样做
The reason we do it the way we do it
我们希望主能给我们很深的印象
We want the Lord to impress deeply in us.
我们不需要漂流两千年
We don't need to wander for 2000
我们不要望着白云然后唱那个歌中
We don't have to look after a white cloud and sing song of song.
不需要
We don't need to do that.
今天我们只要付一点的代价
We just have to pay a price.
我们知道这次弟兄们的确付了很大的
And indeed, brothers and sisters today have paid a price.
我们希望这个代价是值得
We pray that this price is worth it.
我们能够亲眼走在这些花园上
So that we can walk with our own footsteps in this.
那个就代表迦南美地
To represent the land of Canaan.
迦南美地是牛奶与蜜之地
The land of Canaan is a land that flows with milk and honey.
就是这些把它加起
And it's all added together.
当我们在那个小山坡上的时候
When we're on that small slope.
你看见整个格尼撒勒在你面前
When you saw all of Gennesaret in front of you.
那不是牛奶与蜜之地。
Wasn't it a land flowing with milk and honey?
不可能的。
It's impossible.
怎么可能四季的东西都在这里？
How can you have things here of all the four seasons?
你走遍以色列。
When you walk all of Israel.
你看见吗？要么就是干的，要么就是湿的。
Either it's arid or it's wet.
所以你看见你不可能四季什么植物都在那里。
You can't see the plants of all four different seasons.
感谢感谢。
But thank the Lord.
四季不四季。
It's quite amazing.
所以当我们看见这些的时候
When we see this
我觉得一切都值得
I think everything is worth it
我们只要一眼看看那个
When we see
印象就非常的深刻
The impression is deep
所以这就是我们这一次的安排
So this is what we have done
所以我们这几天稍微辛苦一点
We're going to be suffer a little bit
我们希望到时候呢大家可以多看一点
But we hope that brothers and sisters can see more
但是你看见了你学到了
Once you see it, once you learn it,
你要把它献给主。
You need to offer it back to the Lord.
然后你回去，不管你在什么地方。
When you go back, no matter where you're from,
你能把从主那里所领受的能够分给弟兄。
So that what you have received, you can give to brothers and sisters.
等一等，你就会觉得。
And then you will feel.
主对门徒说。
That what the Lord spoke to
you. 你们的眼睛是有福的。
Your eyes are blessed.
你们的耳朵是有福的。
Your ears are blessed.
因为旧约的异人和先知想看你所看见的没有看。
Because the righteous ones of the Old Testament, that what they want to see, they cannot see.
所以但愿我们珍惜这一段时间。
So let us treasure this time.
在苹果树下
，under the tree, the apple tree, he awakened us.
你没有得救那天，主叫醒了你，你就得救了。
when you were not saved, but that day when you were saved, you are free.
你可以爱他,
you can love him, you don't have to love him.
你可以听,
you can listen, you don't have to listen.
所以你睡觉尽管睡吧,
so if you're going to sleep, go ahead and sleep. Don't awaken it.
我们很多弟兄们很属灵啊,
many of us are spiritual. Now they're sleeping, so you want to nudge them.
我说你不要叫醒她,
the Lord said, don't awaken her until she pleases.
你看见吗? 这个就是圣经给我们看的原则。
This is the principle the Bible tells us.
我们太多人工的东西了。
So many things are man-made.
她不属灵, 一定要她属灵。
If the person is not spiritual, you want to make her spiritual.
她就会祷告很沉闷的, 没有人祷告。
And maybe this time the prayer is.
你就捅他一下,
the prayer is not good, so you tap on somebody. You tap somebody.
那你碰他,
and you feel maybe that the Holy Spirit will touch them.
弟兄姊妹, 有时他被你碰一下,
and maybe they were electrocuted by you, and then they have felt that the Holy Spirit
is touching them. 你把这个苗把它拔出来,
and you thought that by pulling out the sprout that it would grow, but it actually crumbled.
那么现在呢, 我们要再进一步。
Now we want to take another step further.
那么, 我们讲过了历史的背景,
we gave you the historical setting,
讲过了地理的背景,
geographical setting.
那么现在呢, 我们有另外一个背景,
and now we want to talk another setting.
这个背景叫做预言的背景,
it is the prophetical setting.
那么这什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
也许大家不大懂,
maybe you don't understand.
那我这个例子也许大家懂,
let me give an example, maybe then you understand. The psalm, there are 150 psalms.
但是有几篇诗篇跟别的诗篇就是不一样。
There are some psalms that are different than others.
比方诗篇22篇,
Psalm 22, for example.
我的神, 我的神, 你为什么离弃?
My God, why hast thou forsaken?
弟兄姊妹, 这个明明是大卫讲的话。
David was the one who said these words.
在主耶稣钉十字架以前, 1000年大卫讲的话。
David said these words 1,000 years before the Lord.
大卫自己不知道为什么讲这个话。
David doesn't know what he wrote. But the Spirit of Christ in him touched him. So God made a certain arrangement in his environment. So when David wrote Psalm 22, he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Brothers and sisters, this was 1,000 years before the Lord
crucified.
But if you read Psalm 22, it actually talks about the story of the cross. He said, I am a worm, I'm not a man. Why did he say that? Now you understand.
原来那个虫啊,
that worm,
it
means I am scarlet.
对,因为这个虫呢,
because this worm has to do with the color.
那这个虫的特点在哪里呢?
What is the feature of this?
这个虫一天到晚呢,喜欢抱在树上。
This worm loves to grab hold of a tree.
好像无尾熊一样。
It's like a koala bear.
你看无尾熊一天到晚就抱住了,吃了睡,睡了就吃,一天就抱住了。
A koala bear eats and then sleeps, eats and sleeps, so grabs onto a tree.
那这个虫呢,也一天到晚抱着树。
And this worm also grabs onto the tree.
但这个虫有个特点。
But there's a feature of the
worm. 它为什么叫朱红色呢?
Why is it called a scarlet worm?
因为那个时候没有化学的颜色, 没有化学的颜料没有。
At that time, you never had chemical dyes.
所以如果你要, 皇家要穿朱红色的衣服的话,
so if a royal family wanted to wear the royal purple color,
主耶稣不是被穿上一个红袍子吗?
Remember when the Lord was put on a robe?
他们就说犹太人的王,
he said, King of the Jews.
那我问弟兄姊妹,这个朱红色从哪里来的?
Where does this color purple come from?
所以你看见吗? 朱红色就是22篇所说,我是虫,我不是人。
The color purple is what's referred to in Psalm 22. I am a worm, not a man.
这什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
原来那个时候大家如果要得朱红色这个东西的话, 颜色的话,
if you wanted the color purple at that time,
刚好在那个虫的肚子里面就充满了朱红色的意思。
So in the belly of that worm or that insect, you have the color purple.
所以如果你要染一个很大的、很朱红色的布的话,
so if you wanted to dye a cloth,
你就要把这个虫拿来,
you would have to take this worm,
你把它压一下挤,
you would smash it,
然后你就得到朱红色的颜料了,
you would squeeze it, and then you would get the purple dye.
那么这种虫啊, 当他抱在树上的时候
So when this worm grabbed hold of the tree
他常常碰到狂风暴雨
And many times will go through a storm
那么那个时候呢也许就成为一个幼虫了
And maybe at that time, the storm, that insect already had its own offspring.
Yeah, 或者它还有蛋。
Or it had its own egg.
所以等到狂风暴雨。
So when you have wind and you have the storm,
它为了保护它怀中的生命。
To protect his off, her offspring.
所以它就尽量的就抱住这个树，抱得很紧。
So he was very tightly grabbed hold of the tree.
结果树里面那个刺啊，就刺到他的肚子。
But because of the bristles and thorns of the tree, it was pierced through her
stomach. 第二天狂风暴雨过去。
After the storm is over, the next day,
这阳光照在树上。
Once the sun hits the tree,
你远远的看过去。
From far away you look.
那个母虫为着它的下一代，把它命给了它。
That mother worm gave her life for her offspring.
在那个树上你所看见的好像一滩的血。
So what you see on that tree is as if it were blood.
所以主说，我是虫。
So the Lord said, I am a worm, not a man.
在主第十字架以前
，before he was crucified，
主已经告诉我
，the Lord already told us，
他有一天要穿上紫红的袍。
One day he is to wear a purple robe.
有人要说，恭喜你，犹太人的王。
Somebody will say, congratulations, King of the Jews.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister,
他为我们挂在树上。
He hung for us on the tree.
他为着把明天给我们。
To give us tomorrow.
他为着把将来给我们。
To give us the future.
他紧紧地抱住这个十字架。
He grabbed hold of the cross.
他把他命为我们舍。
And he gave his life for us.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister,
这就是诗篇二十二。
That's Psalm 22.
然后只有诗篇二十二。
Only in Psalm 22.
他告诉我们他舌头贴在他的牙上。
He said that his tongue was glued to the roof of his mouth.
你看见他的血流了。
His blood flowed.
他说我渴了。
He said, I thirst.
弟兄姊妹，看我的心在我里面像蜡一样的融化。
It is like wax that is being melted.
那么等到这个地心引力一直叫他往下拉的时候。
And as gravity is pulling him down.
他全身的重量是挂在三根的铁。
And all his weight hung with those nails.
因为他们不是研究吗？所以叫他看得见自己的骨头吗
？So at that time he could actually see his own bones.
他说我的骨头我都能数过。
He just says I can even count my bones.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
没有一首诗歌能告诉我们主所经过的，只有这个诗篇告诉我们主所经过是什么。
Only this psalm can actually describe what our Lord went through.
不是一个很有名的电影。
Wasn't there a very popular movie?
那个导演是个天主教徒。
And the director of that film was a Catholic.
他有最先进的那个技术，要给我们看主耶稣在身体上受受伤。
He used the most modern technology to see how our Lord suffered in his body.
没有人知道我们主心里面经过多少的痛苦。
But nobody knew how much our Lord suffered in.
我们怎么知道主说我的心在我里面像蜡一样的融化
？How do we know that He said my heart is like wax that's being melted？
这是自己告诉我。
It's because the Lord Himself told us.
你知道当诗篇讲到约瑟的时候
，We know when the Psalms speak of Joseph。
圣经怎么形容约瑟
？Do you know how the Bible describes Joseph？
圣经说铁。进入约瑟的魂。
It says that iron,
yeah, iron
entered into the soul of Joseph.
约瑟是预表基督的。
Joseph is a type of Christ.
所以第十字架的时候。
So when he was crucified,
三根的铁钉
，three nails，
就进到主耶稣的身体
，entered into his body.
他的两个手
，two hands，
他的两个脚
，and his two feet.
但是第
五次。
是诗篇告诉我们。
It is the song that tells us.
铁进入他的魂
，that the iron entered his soul，
进入他的情感
，entered his emotion，
进入他的意志
，entered his will，
进入他的心
，entered his will。
弟兄姊妹，没有人能够了解我们主在哪里。
Nobody can understand what our Lord went through. Thank the Lord.
有一个诗篇
，there is one song，
是预言的诗篇
，a prophetical song，
在事情还没有发生
，before the thing actually happened，
1000年以前。
A thousand years before,
就已经把那幅图画 画在我们的里面。
The Lord already drew that picture before us.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
我想这是很清楚的。
I think that's very clear.
还有一个简单的例子。
Another simple example.
你读到诗篇四十六篇。
When you read Psalm 46,
有一道河是神的城欢喜。
The way which makes the city of the Lord glad.
那么这个城是神的城是什么城呢？
What is the city of God?
当然是耶路撒冷。
It's Jerusalem.
这是什么？
Brothers and
sisters, 你如果今天到耶路撒冷去，
if you go to Jerusalem today,
你看不见一条河的。
You don't see a river there.
今天中国有两条河，一个长江，一个黄河。
You see in China the Yangtze River and the Yellow River.
巴比伦有幼发河。
You see the Euphrates in Babylon.
埃及有尼罗河。
In Egypt you have the Nile.
耶路撒冷没有那么伟大。
The Jerusalem is not that great.
耶路撒冷根本一条河也没有。
There's not a single river in Jerusalem. That is a feature of Zion.
比起巴比伦，比起埃及，就是你看见耶路撒冷这么的。
Compared to Babylon.